WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Monday night, and you know that beat. It's time for another edition of the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Phillips, youtube.com/MBG1211 chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming, it is not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen to support the channel. You can use credit code Rocket Soccer Lens and Warden in a Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy your brand new Battle Pass this weekend. When you buy all the Simpsons, Kill Bills, and more, because hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer, that's Lindsay Ward.
We are on the road to Survivor Series. Yay.
We are, in fact, on the road to Survivor Series this weekend, live on the ESPN app and Netflix.
By that app.
Because it's not ESPN, it's not directly ESPN, it's ESPN Unlimited or whatever on the app. So you just can't just get the ESPN app, you need to get the Unlimited plan or whatever to get it. They do a horrible job at explaining it, but it is what it is at this stage.
I mean, it's kind of not worth it, honestly, truthfully. You want my opinion, but it's whatever at this stage.
Whenever everyone can get it for free, the push will be on. Right now, it's just, if you have it, you have it.
It sucks. It sucks.
Does it?
It's just the price. Like, the price is just stupid.
Oh, the price stinks, yeah.
It's not worth the money, even though you can bundle it with Disney Plus and other stuff, but it's like, if you don't really use any of those, it's just kind of stupid. Like, I would rather just pay for the ESPN app, but instead of paying for everything, but here we are. Because I don't really watch a lot of Disney Plus.
Yeah, but if you're paying for the app, you might as well get paying for everything.
Eh.
I mean, it's already there. It's just not, you're not costing anybody more. But the Disney Hulu deal is $5 this year, which isn't too bad a month.
It's not too bad, but I mean, it could be cheaper. It could be free.
Disney Hulu could be free, but it's been $1.99 plus an add-on. I was paying $3-something last year, so $5 isn't the worst. And hey, if you like HBO Max and want to watch AEW and actually get a discount on your pay-per-views, unlike the discount they tell you for Black Friday, it's $2.99 a month if you sign up. That will actually make your that will actually make the pay-per-views at discount instead of paying $10 plus the $40. So if you're paying $3 a month, there's actually a discount for the pay-per-view, not the bullshit they sell you on television. Anyway, we're here to talk about Monday Night Raw, which was the go-home to Survivor Series, but also featured some last-time-is-now tournament quarterfinal matches, including Gunther and Carmelo Hayes. This was really good match. It was a really good match. They're pushing Carmelo as a babyface, which I have a hard time with when he's a babyface, but if they can push him that way and actually have him win some of these big matches, he'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But he comes more off as a natural heel to me. But, you know, if he's going to get over, he's got to get over somehow. And if he can get over his baby face, then when it eventually turns heel again, it'll work. But he needs to win some of these big matches. It would have been a big upset, which they were trying to push a lot in this match. But it was still Gunther getting the win.
I think if it was anybody but Gunther, they could have gotten away with pushing him as a heel. But unfortunately, it's Gunther, and so you have to sort of have him be the heel. Like, that's just it. There's no way around that. But you do what you can with it.
But in general, since Miz turned on him, they've kind of been putting him in the face spot, and it's just
he's got to
win the match. He won Friday against Bronson Reed via countout, but he needs a big win here soon to make this baby face turn worth it.
I don't disagree with that. We'll see if they can pull it off. Like, I think they can. I think they will. It's just a question of getting him there, right? Because people are used to seeing him one way, so it's just emphasizing that you can see him another way, and it will be just as good and entertaining.
Yeah,
right?
Everybody? It'll be fine. He just needs the win. It was Penta versus Solo Sikoa in the last time it's now tournament as well. This did not go as planned.
No, it did not.
Penta would end up getting hurt on the outside of the ring when his shoulder went right into the mat on the outside, and they had to stop the match.
I sincerely hope Penta is okay. Like, he walked out under his own power, which is good, but he was upset. You could see he was upset, and rightfully so. You know, he should be upset, but yeah, like, this was not good. At all.
No, it was unfortunate, and you kind of felt it for the last 40 minutes of the show that they kind of dragged everything out. They had it stall a little bit. They dragged and added some stuff. Like, they added a random Cena video package just to kind of extend the show, and the main event with entrances went a little bit longer than probably they had planned.
They tried to cover for it, but they didn't have enough to cover for it, and that was part of the problem, because you're sitting here and it's like, yeah, that match ended early, and you could tell that match ended early, and it's like, man, this is dragging.
They had like five
crazy.
They had 5 to 10 minutes, basically, it felt like, towards the end to kind of get the show going. But it's live television. Things are bound to happen like that.
You do what you can and you move on. That's all you got. I mean, seriously.
That's all you really can do, including one of the things we saw was a Stephanie Vaquer video package hyping up her match against Nikki Bella, saying Nikki basically made a mistake. Now she's going to pay for it on Saturday.
We'll talk about that Tuesday. No, not Thursday. Tuesday.
Tomorrow. We're live Tuesday. On a Tuesday. Triple
M. Habit to say Thursday.
It is a habit. Triple M Mega Champion Dominic Mysterio came to ring. And you know he's now a main eventer when we do this type of segment. Dom came out, talked about how he would beat John Cena to retain the Intercontinental title, and he would continue to be the greatest Mysterio of all time. And talked about how John Cena wasn't present here tonight, but he couldn't blame him for not wanting to come to this dump, which was Oklahoma City. Then you hear John Cena's music play. Fans go crazy. But where is John Cena? Oh, it's Little Cena and Little Stu.
I'm not gonna lie, like, complete with camcorder and everything. Like, it was like, okay, all right, that was funny.
I like the edit of the Stu the cameraman. Little Cena tried, failed again to do the Cena thing, but I got there, and Dom's like, you don't interrupt me, John. I should drop you where you stand, but you know what? I'm going to save my energy and let you walk away because you have no idea what's coming in Survivor Series. Little Cena said it was a fine speech coming from the worst Mysterio of all time. Dom's like, stick to the plan. Little Cena said that if Dom wanted to fight him in front of the good people in OKC, but if he wanted some in Survivor Series, he could come get some because the champ is here. Then Dom had attacked Little Cena, hit him with the five knuckle, made sure work of it, hit him with the 619 and the frog splash. Then came Rey Mysterio to make the save for Little Cena.
I wouldn't call what Dom did attack Little Cena. I would call what Dom did punted Little Cena.
Yeah, he kind of punted him.
Like, he kicked him halfway across the ring. I was like, oh god, Dom, be careful.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Like, I know he's a trained professional, but still, be gentle.
Be gentle. But yeah, you know. You know you've made it when you get to do the little people angle.
Yeah, yeah. I was actually really surprised that they went there with this. I was like, oh, okay, we're doing this, because they haven't done the little people angle in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a minute on main television, yeah.
It's been a minute. So I was like, it's not necessarily bad, but it was just like, oh, we're doing this. Okay, all right, like, okay.
But it worked.
It worked. It filled the segment, which is what it needed to do. I don't know how I feel about it either way. Like, I will admit, like I said, that the little stew sent me. Like, I cackled at that. But, like, the whole thing is kind of like, this feels a little uncomfortable.
It would have been more uncomfortable if the little Cena played into what Dom's gag was.
Yeah, and I think that's what made it better was that he didn't.
Yeah. And play into
but
the guy.
Still, it was like, it's like, ooh, I don't know about this.
It was fine. They didn't mock the size of it.
Yeah.
The commentary was like, he made short work of it, Little Cena, but that's basically it. But
yeah.
it was then Rey Mysterio and JD McDonagh. Rey Mysterio getting the win.
No surprise there. Like, I feel a little bit bad for JD. Like, oh, you guys could let him win every once in a while.
Yeah, he had a really good match on SmackDown. A good match here with Rey Mysterio. Raw General Manager Adam Pearce was backstage talking to Raquel Rodriguez, who's basically Nikki. Raquel's like, Nikki interfered and got to tell him, where's mine? Pearce said, you're in the mix. Then the New Day and Grayson Waller showed up. They're complaining about not getting a tag title shot. Pearce yelled at them to shut up, and he told them AJ and Dragon Lee are fighting champions and want to put the titles on the line next week against New Day. They were like, wait. What? And then they would say the thing, make it official, and he did. And then they put a blonde wig on Pierce, and he yelled at him to get out of his office.
Adam Pearce not having a good night.
No, but Adam Pearce rarely has a good night. He was also talking to the women's champion, Maxxine Dupri, and she spoke about being a champion to people in respect, and she's going to call Natalya. Pearce liked that idea. Ivy Nile showed up, said, that's my title. Roxanne and Raquel also approached Maxxine, and, you know, basically, where's our shot? Pearce was like, walk back and like, do we have a problem? And then the heels walked away, and then Pierce was like, you should probably call her now. So we're gearing back up for the return of Natalya to television, it seems like. Which will be good.
It'll be good. The question is which version of Natalya are we going to get? Are we going to get the Loki legend, or are we going to get the other version of Natalya?
We're
going
to get Natalya. Becky Lynch and the rest of her teammates made it to the ring on Monday Night Raw. She talked about, you know, she talked about the strength of a team she has assembled. She said she's won most of her matches with Asuka, but she had to work for it. She saves Kairi's life and then expected her to be loyal, and talked about Nia breaking her nose, but, you know, she's the only person to ever do it, and she didn't have to wear a shield like Rhea Ripley. And she's going to take Lash Legend under her wing, make her a star just as she does for her other teammate. Going in full Donald Trump mode. By the way, mention that. Which is amazing. Doing a mocking of it is fantastic. Rhea and the rest of the babyfaces, Io, Charlotte, Alexa, and AJ Lee made their way to the ring. She said, AJ was like, the old me would have torn your face off, but lucky for you, therapy works. AJ said, your comments were said in fear, Becky. You said, you know who she is. She said she doesn't have to bark like an angry chihuahua. She bites. She talked about how Becky made a mistake of locking herself in a cage with her. AJ said she knows she's not the only one who wants to knock Lynch off her pedestal. She gave the mic to Rhea, who then jammed it in the face of Nia Jax. And everyone brawled, baby faces standing tall. I like the approach Becky's taken. She's off the, you know, she also talked about how, you know, she's the best lawyers, and she's going to get to the bottom of the Intercontinental title thing. But she was advised not to talk about it. But she's been ranting about it on Twitter, which has been fantastic. But it was a good final push.
It was a good final push. I think they're doing what they can for this because there are some awkward sort of things that we'll talk about tomorrow night in terms of the dynamics that they're doing with this. Like they're trying something, right? Like they're trying something with it. And it's kind of working, but it's kind of not working because stuff is off. Like, I think what's really making this is just everybody wants to beat up Becky. And Becky is just doing a fantastic job of selling just how over the top she is with things and just being frankly an asshole.
Yeah.
There's no other way to put it. She's just being an asshole and doing a fantastic job at it.
She is. Also, WWE put out on Twitter the little Cena entrance. From Little Stu's POV.
Oh, they did not.
They did, which is fantastic.
No. No. Hold on, Monday, I have to find this.
Monday Night Raw, as you can find it, Monday Night Raw opened up with your tribal chief, Roman Reigns, who was then interrupted by Cody Rhodes. They stare down, want to know what they want to talk about. Cody said Reigns is the man of his word. He said last time Reigns gave him his word, it was for a match. Well, this is a war. Cody asked what's in it for Reigns. Reigns said he's been in a war that Cody was just joining. Reigns said he doesn't like Cody, who doesn't like him, and they know each other well. Roman said neither one of them plays around when it comes to their family. He said half the team is my family. He said he's been invested in the Usos for a long time and would see that investment through. Understood, then. All I can say is welcome to my team, said Cody. He went for a handshake. Roman didn't accept, but the Punk came out. And he does his line, "What, it's great to be alive on a Monday night in Oklahoma City," or what, and then told us, just acknowledge us. Punk said he was happy that Cody had Roman's word. Punk said he didn't need Roman's word because he saved his life last year in War Games. Roman said Punk ruined his life a few months later. Punk took issue with Cody calling it his team when he offered Reigns the handshake. Punk held up his tongue and said, "You know, you can be a quarterback on Fridays, but he is the champion on Monday Night Raw." Roman said they might as well take them out and have the measuring contest. Roman said he doesn't like Cody or Punk, but he hates The Vision and Paul Heyman more than he hates them. And since we're being honest, that title would look so much better on my shoulders. Punk wanted to know, which one were you talking about? Roman whispered to the camera, "That's for you to figure out. Teasing Roman becoming champion again. But for whose title? That's the question."
I mean, I think you've put enough space between Roman's eternal perpetual run and now, because it's what, a year, 2 years since almost
WrestleMania would be 2 years.
Okay, so I think you've put enough space between that where people are going to be like, okay, all right, maybe I can deal with this. But then it's the question of how long is Roman going to be champion for this time?
If he gets because the belt, it's always. If he gets it. But I wouldn't mind him at least challenging for it, which would be a good Royal Rumble main event.
Oh, yeah, no. And what I was going to say is, like, he would be a good opponent to help bolster a champion a little bit as well, because you can have Roman bid for the title and lose. Like, there's nothing wrong with that, because at this stage, Roman is Roman. He's one of the faces of the company. Nobody is going to take that record from him for the foreseeable future, right? That is his. Mm-hmm. So, like, he can pretty much do what he wants, and it's sort of at the stage where you use him to build other talent, and you use him as a way to solidify other talent, especially as champions or as, you know, that next sort of group coming up or whatever you wish. But he's really is a special attraction, so you need to use him very, you know, intelligently. But putting him in a title feud for one of the main titles, there's nothing wrong with that, because he has issues with Cody, right, that are unresolved. We all know it.
Yeah,
as for Roman and Punk,
there's still issues there.
There's still issues there, and you can go all the way back to, you know, the Shield stuff if you wanted to and talk about that and kind of thing. Like, you could tell a really interesting story with Roman and Punk. I don't know if they're going to do it, but you could. But, like, I think you could use Roman really intelligently here. And, yeah, for Rumble, build that main event for Royal Rumble for a title match where he fights somebody. Right. Or he win. Like, I don't know if I want him to win the Rumble and challenge at Mania, but you could have him win like Chamber, and he could challenge somebody at Mania coming out of Chamber. And he would be a good talent for that, if that's what you're going to do. If not, he can just, like, you can put Roman literally with anybody and it will be fine. like Roman and Cena both have kind, or Roman and Cody, excuse me, have both sort of taken over that Cena spot in a lot of respects.
Yeah. But anyway, the show continued on. We were backstage. Paul Heyman was his crew, and they were trying to figure out who's going to fight in the advantage match to them on Monday Night Raw. Logan assumed that Brock would team with Drew. I was like, no, that's not happening. What about Braun or Bronson? No, it's you, Logan. It's you. So that's the team for representing the Vision side. We were backstage with Punk, Cody, and Roman talking about whether Punk ruined... They're arguing about Punk ruining Roman's life. Jay and Uso. Jay and Jimmy interrupted and said the trio were focused on everything but the most important thing. He and Jay are on the same page, though. While the other three were not. And they would be, basically, in the advantage match. And Roman also told them, you guys need to fix it, to Cody and Punk. But that brought us to our main event. Logan Paul, Drew McIntyre versus Jimmy and Jay, the Usos, and the War Games advantage match. Really good match. You had the Bronze get involved. You had Punk and Cody get involved. And it was Logan and Drew sneaking out the win on Monday Night Raw, giving their side the advantage at War Games. This then brought out Roman Reigns. The fight continued. The babyfaces were standing tall. Credits shown. Then Brock's music hit. He came onto the stage, stomped his foot and slipped. Got right back up. And everyone brawled to end Monday Night Raw.
Ended hot. Ended with everybody fighting.
It did.
I don't know.
Best way to send it home.
I mean, in terms of the men, there's some fun dynamics. And some people are just in bed together purely for the sake of, you know, the match or being in bed together. I don't know. Some of them actually have alliances with each other. But I'm curious to see how all of this is going to work. It's kind of one of those things where it's a very, for both the men and the women, it's a very unusual grouping for both. And it's just like, okay, how are these dynamics going to work out realistically? Or are they going to, you know, crumble on either or both sides?
Yeah.
And the answer is we don't know.
So I just saw something on Twitter. I want to kind of address it before we go. People are complaining. Uh-huh. There are no women's matches on SmackDown. And then there were no women's matches on this show. That's wild.
Women had a talking segment.
The women were at the main event of SmackDown. The women were had a long talking segment on the show. And I don't know. Every other week, there's at least three. God forbid, there's one week when there's four matches on the show and the women don't get one. Sorry. Good news. Charlotte versus Asuka is on SmackDown. Go enjoy that.
That'll be good.
God forbid, you know, people could they don't wrestle but have a big talking segment. I'm sorry. That just, you know.
Here's the problem. The title, at least for Raw and for SmackDown, is sort of taking a backseat to the Survivor Series match. Like, love Stephanie Vaquer, but she did not need to be on the show tonight beyond what they did for her. Like, the match between her and Nikki, honestly, I don't feel like you really can do anymore to make that hotter outside of just one of them beating up the other, which you don't want to do because you've already done it, number one. But number two, like, you're going to give that away if you do it. And you're going to take some of the shine off the match by doing that. So it's like, as far as, like, the champion is concerned and having her wrestle, you don't need to have her do that, especially right before a big show, just because you risk her getting hurt, like we saw with Penta tonight, unfortunately. So they're trying to sort of keep that protected. And then that had to take the back seat to the women's War Games match, because they're trying to build that. They're trying to add a little heat to that. And so they're doing what they can for that. So yeah, you had the big talking segment. You had the fight at the end. You had, like, the women were featured. Did they wrestle? No. But they were featured heavily in a different way. And that's fine. Like, they don't have to wrestle every single week. It's nice when they do. Don't get me wrong.
They do. And there's usually multiple women's matches on Monday Night Raw. God forbid there go a week where there weren't many. It happens.
It's fine because it's like, it doesn't serve the purpose of what they're trying to push right now. You look at the amount of talent that is involved, that was involved tonight for just the women, and it's insane. Like, just for the War Games match, look at everybody that was in that segment.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I saw that. I saw that, and it's like, y'all need another something to kill us. Go touch grass. Something like that. Anyway, that's the Raw Post Show Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, it is a special edition of RAC. It is the Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble Thanksgiving special, because Thursday is Thanksgiving here in the United States. So to make it easier on ourselves, we're going live tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to preview Survivor Series.
That's right. Tune in. We are previewing Survivor Series. We also have What News We Can Find, notes, and just Thanksgiving shenanigans, because, you know, it's Turkey Day here in the United States. At least it will be on Thursday. And so we got to celebrate early on the rack, because both of us are celebrating on Thursday with family and friends, of course. So tune in tomorrow night for the Survivor Series preview.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, at CB Radio, episode 899, officially known as the Intern's Choice Awards. Tune in 11:30 for that. Full Survivor Series review coverage starts Sunday on Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. We will be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show, whenever Raw ends, to talk about it. And our Survivor Series review show for the rack is the 3rd, I think. Right? Yeah.
Yes, it will be on the 3rd, because I have been committed to things.
She's been committed on to the 4th. So we'll be live on December 3rd, which is a Wednesday, for the rack's review of Survivor Series. I told you up front, and we can go. Schedule's gonna get wonky, so here we are.
But this should be like the, last like wonky thing next week, and then that's it.
No, and then Christmas. Which is Christmas, would be like 3 weeks later.
Yeah, but it's not something every week. You're making it seem like there's something every week. Like no.
No, tomorrow's wonky, next week is wonky, and then in December it's wonky. At the end of December it's wonky. It's going to get wonky.
Because we have Christmas and we have New Year's.
Yeah, we'll be live on New Year's Day.
God, it's scary.
So, anyway, schedule's going to get wonky a little bit for everything, but that's fine. Anyway, it's at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, Instagram.com/Wild Talk Radio, YouTube.com/Rack Radio, shows where you can find 40 Days of John Cena, as we celebrate the legacy of John Cena in the fashion, you know, you can. So check it out. Available noon Eastern every day leading up to his retirement match on our social media platforms. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It is not Prime Gaming. It is not Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Hit the purple button. Subscribe for free. Support channel. Do the thing. You can also use creator code RocketSock or
Lynn's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SummaLynn's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero.
We will see you live tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for the Rex Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble Thanksgiving Special. And right back here every Monday night along the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.